Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Wednesday, March 11th, year 2015. Well, we're in the midweek, and time for refueling. Y'all know me, Wednesday night, prayer service and a Bible class, and what a wonderful time we had there at Jabbok, Dr. Donald Wright doing his thing in the Word. I'm telling you, I just love midweek service because it just replenished me to, you know, give me enough fuel to take me right through the weekend, and then we start all over again. And what a wonderful time we had in praise and worship, led by Sister Maureen and Shalana, and they always do a wonderful job. And normally when I leave my midweek service, I feel brand new. Yes, I do. I feel brand new. Well, we had a wonderful day weather-wise here in the DMV, and I hope you enjoyed this nice weather we are having. They tell me that, you know, a little rain is supposed to come again, but that's okay. But I'm just loving this 50 and 60 degree weather. I really, really am. What a relief from the frigid temperatures we've been experiencing this past 5 weeks. And anyway, I'm not complaining. I'm just rejoicing and basking in the wonderful elements of this thing that we call sunshine. Well, okay, well, let's get this program started. You know how we do. Go on your social network, telephone, cell phones. Let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspirational music here on the Power Hour with your host, Harold Sutton. Well, don't you touch that browser, don't you touch that dial. We have something that's going to bless you real good tonight. Some good music and that spoken word. Okay, so well, it's time for me to just put this microphone down and let me just hit this button so we can get this program started. Stay tuned.
Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom tonight. We have already invited His Spirit. Lord, what we ask is that You would move in this place today. Leave this place the way we came. won't be the same. Touch me, Lord, and I won't be the same. Touch me, Lord, and I won't be the same. Move in this place, revive in this place, restore in this place. Forgive in this place, heal in this place, anoint in this place, bless in this place. We need you in this place. Oh, move in this place today.
I'm
blessing.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Hebrews 4 and 9 says, there remaineth the rest for the people of God. This rest is a finished work. We're not resting in the finished work, but the rest is a finished work. This was inspired by Pastor Creflo Dollar. Tri-City,
there remaineth the rest.
Rest.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
It's a promise.
A promise of peace.
And listen, everybody. We got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There remains a rest.
Hey, there is a rest.
There is a rest.
Hey.
There remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
What is this rest? It's
the
finished work
of the Lord.
This rest is like when an attorney says, I rest my case. It's finished. This is a powerful teaching for the people of God. This rest still remains.
A promise of finished work.
It's a finished work.
And we must guard it with our
guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need
was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has been rested.
There is a rest.
Hey. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a finished work.
There remaineth a rest.
There remaineth a rest.
There is a rest.
God rested on the seventh day. What is a finished work? Scripture says, cursed is any man
that hangeth
on a tree. Listen.
Jesus Christ,
he took on this curse.
Just for you and me.
Now tell everybody what a curse is.
A curse is defined as poverty.
It's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said, at the cross when he said it is finished, he blessed you.
He blessed us with rest.
Healing finished.
There is a rest.
Provision finished. Prayers answered.
There is a rest.
Yeah.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
Say it
again.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a believer's rest.
Got this message. Put your faith on. Come on, we're gonna say this.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Look at your neighbor and say, come on, by faith.
Come on, by faith, that's all in it.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, that's all in it.
Come on, come on, come on.
Now that you know that it's finished.
No more stressing. Walk is a blessing.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Now that you know that you know.
Come on, my faith, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Everything is a rest.
It remains.
There is a rest.
It remains.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's there.
Provision. It's a finished work. Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone.
Ah. Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision.
vision is complete. Your prayers are already answered. Rest. Rest. Be confident. It's already done. Be assured. It's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. Labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar. Rest. Rest.
Time to get distracted. And this is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start.
Hold on, and don't let go. Hold on.
everything he promised you.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Save us.
It's time for our spoken word segment, and tonight we're going to talk about covering one another. And this is an important subject to me. The other day, as a matter of fact, last week, a young man posted something on the wall, on social network walls, and he was saying how everybody should be under a covering, a pastor's covering. And I kind of had a little problem with that, and I asked him. I say, well, if we are being covered by the pastors, then what role does the Holy Ghost play? Because the Holy Ghost is to lead to God, is to comfort, is to teach, is the, you know, it is everything that we need. It is our covering, and so. And I began to tell him and share with him the deception that many spiritual leaders use actually to control people and even things that they wanted to do personally in ministry in terms of securing power and position. So I just wanted to talk about this a little bit because I want everybody to know that we are our brother's keeper, and it's not just for the pastor to be a covering, but we who are born-again believers, the Bible, a commission and charges us, hold us accountable that we have to be we have to be one another covering, and that's what we're going to talk about on today. And I'm coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter number 6, beginning in the verse number 1, and we're going to go down to the 10th verse. And may this bless you real good. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now let me stop right now. I want to pause right there. It was very clear in the opening statement. Say, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. It doesn't say a leader, a bishop, a pastor. It say those who are spiritual. And so who is a spiritual person? One who walketh after the spirit, but not after the flesh. Ones who are born again believers. And I wanted to be clear, because if you read the book of Galatians, they're very clear into whom one is speaking about. Okay, so the letter here, you write the letter, and they say, brethren, to the church of Galatians, we ought to hear not to talk about one another, not to throw them under the bus, but we that are spiritual, we who say we are born again, we are to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, as then they say, considering ourselves, lest thou also be tempted. Number two, watch this. Bear ye one another burdens. You hear what I say? This is the scriptures. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Verse number 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Number 6, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse number 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due seasons we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not, I got to stop right there, because a lot of times we hear, oftentimes I hear these pastors and preachers preaching, you know, I'm getting away from those who don't have my answer, those who have the problem. No, that's not the word of the Lord. The Lord said we got to restore all these folks that got all of these issues, okay? Folks who are not on your page. The Bible says, look, don't be weary in well doing. We got to sow into these people. That's what the Bible says. We got the Bible. If my brothers are overtaken in the fall, we have to take the time and sow into their life. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, verse number 10, as we have therefore opportunity Check this out. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto some men, right? No, the Bible says unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Okay, did you hear? Let me read that again. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So when you hear these people talking about, I mean, getting away from these people who don't have my answer, the people, you know, who are not visionaries, or people who just don't, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so you know that's not Bible. The Bible says we who are spiritual, okay, we have to bear one another burden. So if they're not on the same page that you're on, if they just happen to be less fortunate, the Bible does not tell us to withdraw. The Bible says do good to all men. So we are to cover. We are the brethren. We are to cover. It doesn't say pastor. It doesn't say bishop. Don't say apostle. But we, one another who are spiritual, we who are in the faith, we are to cover one another. And that's our spoken word for today. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's the spoken word for today. You're listening to The Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Thank you. hands together. Listen here, you've been waiting on a blessing for a long time. You thought you were getting close, but yet you're far behind. Listen, don't you give up, because this is your time. I came here to let you know that you're next in line. You're next.
Tell me, do you believe? This mountain looming so large imagine how I'll get over. I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in times before. For you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh yeah. My mind says,
I don't think I can get.
But I'm reminded,
of what you have done before.
And I know,
that you're gonna do it again.
You just keep proving yourself to me.
You just keep on proving yourself.
Over,
over,
and
over again.
And the fact that you never came. You're the same.
Your life is done.
The best,
oh my,
is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Is yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, He told me to tell you the best.
Is yet.
As the author of your faith, He wrote a provision for you to win. You're a
the
winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen
no best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a. My brother, my brother, my brother. What you know,
woman?
You.
I
just want to encourage you.
To love.
I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home.
joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever.
Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.